Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and there is this heightened narrative that we're witnessing in the news right now regarding false flag attacks. Sorry, they call them terrorist attacks, but we know what they truly are. What they are being disguised at, though, is a new crisis that they need to bring in further restrictions and tyranny in order to stop. We see this out of Reuters today. Dutch hostage situation in nightclub continuing. Three released, police say. They say this guy had a bomb and took over a place at gunpoint in the town of Ede. Let me know if I said that totally wrong. In the Netherlands, as Associated Press says, police say three hostages have been released, but the situation in Dutch town is not over. With this, we see this idea that they said, well, it's not clear if it was terrorism or anything, but they said there's robots to stop the bombs from going off. He said that, you know, they say that there's a bunch of explosives and a whole bunch of people in this nightclub that are being held hostage. Really terrible situation. But you know what? This is being normalized to such a great extent. And they're utilizing the war to cause these things. And they're utilizing false flags in order to make the war get, you know, more intense. So that's kind of what I wanted to go into today, because, you know, I've reported on it recently with what we saw in Russia. The obvious false flag attack, obvious CIA Mossad operation. They say it's Ukraine, whatever they want to say. It's all part of the same complex, the intelligence agency apparatus, which is utilizing crisis to bring in order. And this out of USA Today, US says it warned Russia in writing about threat before ISIS concert shooting in Moscow. Look, they said in their intelligence documents that they knew it was going to happen before it happened, just like Israel knew the October 7th attack was going to happen before it happened. Egypt, obviously, as we've reported, warned them 10 days before. And, you know, this is further evidence. Again, Hamas was created by Israel, of course. So it's a circular issue. But we see the same thing with ISIS being armed and funded by the U.S. government and Mossad and other, defense industry, industries around the world, including, of course, MI6, which, you know, they say it's about defense. But really, at the end of the day, it is about gathering information, creating crisis and forcing people to their knees. We're going to get into this issue and more because there's a lot more regarding this happening in Europe right now, specifically. But also in the US. Before we get into that, though, I urge people to be prepared, get prepared now. This is so incredibly important in the face of all this. They're like begging you to actually do something about this at this point. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off, plus you get free shipping to the United States. I really urge people to get on this because this is one of the best ways you can prepare yourself, because they want you dependent. They want you eating their food rations. They want you on their carbon credit scores. They want you on your knees begging for rations that are poisonous. And this is a way to ensure that you aren't enslaved by their motives. So I urge people again, go over to heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M. I also appreciate everyone who has reached out and helped us in any way at our gogetfunding.com pages. Of course, we have the one on 15 Minute City, our 15 Minute City documentary, which we're working on. We went totally bankrupt on that, but you guys are keeping us alive and we cannot do it without you. So I really want to just reach out and say thank you to everyone out there who's helped us with that or legal defense. We could not exist in our current form without you. I've given up my house. I'm in Turkey right now. It's serious, but you know, we're always on to the next thing and we want to make sure that we keep telling the truth for many years to come. So we appreciate any help we can get. Again, that's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have Bitcoin, etc. All in the description. Anyway, let's get into this. So the AP is putting out this story. Police say three hostages have been released, but the situation in Dutchtown is not over. There's this hostage situation with a guy with a bunch of guns and bombs, and you have to ask yourself, where did he get those weapons from? Where do these guys get all this stuff from? Because, you know, in the United States, almost every time this happens, we find out the FBI was radicalizing them for years, usually autistic people, and then giving them the weapons themselves, and then they go out and do the attack, or they stop them right at the last second, but many times they actually go out and do the attack. And the CIA has been heavily involved in that as well. The ATF has been involved in that. So look, we have these examples throughout history where we've already seen this happen. So one has to draw conclusions most of the time that these guys are getting weapons from the government to some degree, or some shadow government. Of course, we know with what happened in Moscow that these guys got telegram messages saying that they would get 500,000 rubles if they went and shot up a place, which is just absurd. And then they just, some random guys dropped off a bunch of weapons for them. They went in, they shot up the place. There's a stand down order. And then they took off and made it almost all the way to the Ukrainian border. It just sounds like a false flag and a half. But I think most of you guys are onto that. It's pretty obvious. And, you know, it's not to say that every single issue and attack is a false flag, except for that most of them are. So we have this out of USA Today. U.S. says it warned Russia in writing about threat before ISIS concert shooting in Moscow. Well, yeah, they probably were working on it together because this is a deconstruction and the controlled collapse of the West in favor of the East. You need both sides playing on this in this game. It says Asia's terrorism surge from Pakistan to Russia. It says ISIS awakens sleeper cells as Chinese interests come under fire. Using Afghanistan as a base, ISIS cells have hit targets in Russia, Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey this year, spurred on by outrage over Israel's Gaza war. Pakistan blames the Afghan Taliban for its inaction against the group, as well as the Baloch militants striking Chinese interests in South Asia. So this is heating up again because this is part of the designed chaos that they need in order to bring in the next steps of the war, which involve mass death, conscription, all these different things, which we're already seeing to a great extent, but it's just the beginning because they need that for the Great Reset to work. They need economic collapse. They need war. They need poverty. They need a lack of food. They need a lack of energy. They are doing all these things. They need a sick populace. They need a demoralized populace, and they need an immoral populace. And they're getting all of the above with what they are currently doing. So they are planting this in the news, normalizing it. Asia's terrorism surge. They are just telling us that this is one of the new narratives on top of the climate stuff, on top of the, you know, we know there's multiple narratives playing out at the same time, but all to the same end goal for these psychopaths. And of course, it says, is global terror making comeback? Yeah, well, but it's all like before. So it is again, it is the governments, the intelligence agencies that are doing this. And of course, if you have Israel, for example, mass murdering children in Palestine, by the way, in order to attack Hamas, which they created and armed in the first place, which is well documented, then you basically have a circular crisis, which creates, you know, fear, which then brings in an excuse to fake more terror attacks and not even fake them. I mean, they're actually killing people, but the issue is that they're utilizing it. They're all false flags. They're not actually well organized militias doing these things. And then that brings in more war, and that brings in more chaos, that brings in more order. Italy not immune to terror attacks, experts say. Okay. See, this is a normalization I'm talking about. They have these headlines constantly in the media about how we should get ready. There's going to be another one. It's going to happen. I reported on January 1st in my prediction video for 2024 that we would see many major false flag attacks in Europe in 2024. And I believe that it's not to scare people. It's to make people aware, look, these are false flags. This is not the fear-mongering this side or that side kind of thing that we saw around 9/11. We cannot fall for this stuff again, because out of order comes chaos. And they said they wanted black swan events. They said they wanted cyber attacks. They said they wanted all these things in order for the UN to be able to take control of every country on earth, which the UN last year bragged about. They said if there are attacks, terrorist attacks, a new pandemic, as they said, climate crisis, economic crisis, alien invasion, they even said, or a black swan event of any kind, that they can take control of all nations and shut them down. Right now, Israel, by the way, is shutting down every Palestinian's bank account. First of all, they're just playing into stereotypes there, because who controls the banks? Well, now we see that. And it's normalizing the deterioration of one infrastructure in favor of a new, more tyrannical, more dystopian one, which is exactly what we're seeing roll out right now throughout the world. And this is what they're getting us ready for. CBDCs with carbon credits, social credits, etc. But you need a good crisis in that, and you need to scare people, and you need fear. You need people to feel unsafe, so they beg mommy and daddy government to save them. And that's exactly what people are doing. Well, of course, those of you watching probably aren't, but most people are. And even people that are awake, they're not prepared. So, most people that are awake aren't prepared. So, you know, it keeps on playing out that way. We have this out of The Economist. Vladimir Putin blames an Islamist attack on Ukraine and America. He says how to use a disastrous security failure to bolster dictatorship. See, The Economist is just an absolute rag. Look, I'm no fan of Putin, but it's pretty obvious that it was the U.S., Ukraine, and Israel that committed this act. of violence. And it was pretty clear that intelligence communities gave them the guns. I mean, what some random group just did? Oh, it must be Ukraine. No, Ukraine is a proxy of the US and Israel. And of course, that is the case with a lot of countries because all these countries are propped up in the first place by the US and Israel and other places like that, like Russia itself. So it is a script that's being played out. But yeah, he blames Ukraine and the United States, which is an act of war, by the way, which means that that would be essentially World War III. Now, the thing is, it was those countries, it was Israel. It was pretty clear to see the second it started happening that this was an organized government operation. The Wall Street Journal says a new terror threat is emerging in Europe linked to Iran-Gaza war. See, they and security services are on edge as the Israel-Hamas conflict galvanizes new actors. Now, they're not new actors, the same as the old ones. As I said in my previous video on the attack in Moscow, I've been talking with this guy who is from Iraq who had to translate between the US government and ISIS, and he told me himself, like, look, everything was arms deals. The US government is constantly giving weapons to ISIS, and also so is the Israeli government, so is the British government, so are many governments around the world. This is nothing new. It's been happening for a long time. Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Taliban back in the 70s, 80s of Iraqi Ba'athist Party, 60s and 80s, which then they fought against their own weapons. Even things like Ho Chi Minh went to the White House in the 1930s and FDR armed and funded him. And then they used those same weapons, the Communist Party in Vietnam, against the US soldiers that were then drafted to go die for what was it again? They still don't know. It's absurdity. So that is something that has a long history. We know that these false flags are bolstered in order to script out an event to bring down one form of civilization to replace it with a new normal, quote unquote, as they say, new normal. And that new normal is usually more security, but less freedom, more, obviously restrictions on basic freedoms. We all know this, but there's something more sinister this time because they're moving from one empire to another. They're literally deconstructing, they're committing suicide in the West. They're doing it on purpose. They know what they're doing. People say, well, how could the US let the dollar die and let BRICS take over? How can the US let this stuff? They want it to happen. It's been scripted up for a long time. That's why Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the early 70s to create an alliance with China and save them from a starvation event and prop them up as a global superpower. Same with the Trilateral Commission. That's why the US propped up Israel in the first place back in the 1910s, as well as after World War II. Same with October Revolution, the Communist Revolution in 1917 in Russia, which led to the Soviet Union. And of course, World War II becoming allies with the Soviets, which who killed like allegedly 10 times more. So that is the hypocrisy of it all, because it was all bolstered by the same entity that now is going to be taken over by that entity that it created. Israel, Russia, China, India, these places. Again, it's an economic shift, it's a cultural shift, it's a technocratic shift, and technocracy is based in Marxism at the very base of it. The whole idea with the Rockefellers back in the 1900s, 1910s was to utilize a thing called technocracy so that they get communism, but it would be soft communism with a new form of compliance, which is based on convenience. And they would get communists to support corporations if the corporations work with government through a like socio communist economy that is attached to technology, where basically this is a sacrifice, this is spiritual at the end of the day. They replace humanity with machine, they replace consciousness with lack of consciousness, and then the simulation dies. That is the goal of these psychopaths, and that is exactly what we are witnessing at this moment. It's a historic time in history, it's a sad time in history. This isn't to say that the dollar is good, of course, it is not, and the fiat system is absolutely slavery. But they utilize that for years, bring inflation in up and up and up, and slowly making people more poor to normalize that weakness of the at the end of a civilization, just like they did with Diocletian's edicts in Rome. And that would then shift into a new economic order to save the day, the solution, problem, reaction, solution, repeat, the Hegelian dialectic, to then replace this old tyrannical system with an even more tyrannical system where we have to sacrifice our humanity for food, for food rations that have poison in it, for money that tracks and traces us everywhere and can be shut down at any point, for cars that are self-driving and can bring us to the gulag, for, again, a grid that is completely dependent on How compliant we are. So, if you use too much gasoline, then you're shut down. You can't eat. If you eat too much meat, then you have to eat some bugs for a while. Stuff like that. It's very much like Soylent Green and Logan's Run, and that is a reality that we are now living in. And if people out there sit on their hands and do nothing about it, then they will surely be enslaved by the system. There's no way to avoid it. And the amount of people that know about this stuff that are awake to carbon credits and social credits and CBDCs and 15-minute cities that still don't even get basic things in order to prepare, like storable foods or gold and silver, again, not investment advice, cryptocurrencies that are private, for example, privacy coins, which I think are very important to getting around the technocratic grid by utilizing technology to push back against dystopian technology. Most people have done nothing to prepare themselves, and that will be their last dying breath. I wish I did something when I had the chance. Well, it's too late when you're on the inside looking out. It's not too late when you're on the outside seeing those walls start to form and you drive that path right through where they have not built the wall yet and you can get out and you can escape. The basis of humanity is freedom, individualism, self-responsibility. And that's what they're trying to take away from us. They want us dependent. They want us to be slaves. They want us to be dependent on convenience with little tokens like video games if we do the right thing for the government. And that is how they will enslave us, not as much through violence. They get the convenient, solutions, quote unquote, the dystopian solutions by utilizing fear, where they start with violence and they end with a peaceful resolution, which is that we all sell off our humanity on the altar to ball in exchange for being placated on drugs and playing video games, as Yuval Noah Harari himself said he wanted to see. Basically, a completely apathetic, pointless culture of humans who have no soul or humanity left in them. And for that reason, we will see humanity be destroyed. We will see humanity go extinct. And we're not far from that. And this isn't about fear. It's about, if they want us dependent, then maybe, just maybe, we should do the right thing and become independent. Like, the biggest battle against them is to shock them with actual humanity. So again, there are options here. And I've been saying it for a long time. I know almost no one goes and gets this stuff. I see the numbers. It's almost nobody. But this is one of the main ways that you could save yourself and your family's life, because when they come after you saying you can't get food at the grocery store, you have to eat our ration food with mRNA, modified RNA, and bugs, and you have no choice because all your money's in the bank and you have no backup of food, then you will be compliant just like everyone else, unless you plan to go live in the woods, and they will probably track you down there. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off, and you get free shipping in the USA. Again, this could save your life. And I mean, really, there will be more false flags. There will be more war. They're calling for conscription. This is a way to back yourself up and feel better about your choices when it all comes crashing down. They've already trial ran the control collapse of the supply chain. It's on purpose. And we know how that's going to go. It's the climate model. It's a war model. It is the famine model. It's how you get everyone compliant on a CBDC. It fits every box. So go and check that out. That's heavensharvest.com. Code WHAM. We also have Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of course, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No GMOs, no mRNA, no hormones, antibiotics, steroids, or feedlots, no pesticides or any other chemicals, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled, customizable, however you see fit. I really like this company, and I really appreciate what they're doing. And you could also help save the farmers by doing this. So you're not dependent on the poison meat from the giant factory farms. You're helping local farmers, which I think is a really cool initiative, and you're saving money versus inflation. So it's all really good. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, CBDCs and having all your money in the bank. Here's a way to not have that happen. Again, I urge people to go and sign up with Mark Gonzalez over at firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. Make sure you use the link that is in the description and make sure you're signing up with Mark Gonzalez, who is a freedom warrior who is doing amazing work. You can buy physical gold and silver. You can roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. You get get a free consultation with Mark and a complimentary investor package. Just make sure when you sign up, and it's a super easy sign up, by the way, you go to that comment section and say that you found him at World Alternative Media or WAM, whichever. And I really appreciate that. And then you can not be dependent on all your money being in the bank in digital currency. Again, there's many ways that you can prepare yourself. There's Lion Energy, where you can get battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, et cetera. So you aren't dependent on the government grid when they control collapse it. If you use our link, you save money and you get free shipping on this 100% money back guarantee if you are not satisfied. But I've never heard of anyone not satisfied thus far. Again, we have madtravnutrition.com, where you can get 100% organic Peruvian coffee. And of course, that is from Iconic. That is from Jamie Ike, who's doing amazing work. You can get Manuka honey and you can get mushroom tinctures. Make sure to use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. So that's really great stuff. Good for your health, good for you in general, and good to support people like Jamie Ike, who's doing amazing work over at Iconic. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you, of course, save money on your order there as well. Again, we just did a video on this about Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis and the falsities that we're seeing in the news to normalize cancer after the injections and all the chemicals are spraying on us. So this is a really good preventative, in my opinion. And then, of course, great for pushing back against the C word that we're not allowed to say in correlation with it. But nonetheless, check that out in the links below and use code Josh. And as always, I appreciate everyone that's helped us with our GoGetFunding.com campaign. So thank you so much. You guys are absolute heroes and we could not survive without you. So again, I just wanted to say a big shout out. Thank you to all of our amazing viewers. If you want to help support us, we have GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. As always, of course, we have a Teespring store with merchandise, which people could go and actually get a message out with just with the shirts alone on the street. So anyone wants to get on that, we have that in the description as well. And of course, you could find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, of course. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Live freely, live by example always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.